The Lord may the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts at this time be found acceptable in my sight. Thanksgiving. I suspect that if we were to share with one another what Thanksgiving is meaningful for you at this time, how you are spending it this weekend, or maybe this past week, or beginning with last Sunday, or Harvest Home, that we would find a number of different ways for some of us that may have been centered on the coming together of family or friends. Some in the parish, you gathered here on Tuesday night for a turkey supper. Today, we gather again in worship and hear once again about bread and wine and our Lord's message that when the disciples gathered around him for teaching, and he said, "I am the bread of life," which was referred to in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy. And that, for me, is at the heart, at the cross of who we are as a people of Christ. That's something to be shared in our own individual spiritual journeys as from birth to death. This past week, I did not join you for the turkey supper because I had a previous commitment that I had made in response to an old friend of mine who invited me to his cottage. I've never been there before. West of McTyre, it's out of Perry Sound, on a little lake adjacent to Georgian Bay. And I went up there on Monday and came back Friday with him. Part of that time was just spent in walks in the bush, doing some chores around the cottage, time for prayer and reflection, and also at the end to winterize the cottage. And I think that was part of his agenda. That we're both getting on in years, and four hands are better than two. But I rejoiced in that, but I also realized that my body's not the physical body it was even a couple years ago, so it took a little bit longer, but that's okay too. Part of our time of reflection was based on how we approach our being open to God's presence. And we got into conversation around a tradition that exists within our church community known as Celtic spirituality. And it seemed to resonate with both of us in that setting. Celtic spirituality puts great emphasis on seeing God around us. God's Spirit in creation and within creation and in our own persons. And sometimes that gets overlooked. We put so much emphasis on trying to detect and be open to God in the scriptures, and that's fine, and that's part of our tradition, and also in our liturgy, and that's good too, but if we don't also keep our eyes open to God working in the here and now in creation, the source of creation, we're missing part of what we can, the richness of being God's people. And I mention that because in the act of Thanksgiving, And we were encouraged in our readings today to be open to that, and in our collect and in the prayers around the breaking of the bread that we'll be using. And again, there's an invitation to be open to God working in creation. And we're part of that. Part of our calling, our baptismal calling, as we heard last Sunday, is that we work in Christ's name with one another. We are our Lord's hands and feet in the here and now. And as we raise our voices today in prayer and in praise and thanksgiving, that's great. We live here in Canada on this National Thanksgiving and a land of milk and honey, but there is also, I think we need to be aware that in God's wonderful world, it is a world that is still undergoing creation. And at times and places, there are parts of the world where our fellow human beings, our brothers and sisters, are living that are caught up in difficulty. And I became aware of that this week. We didn't have the internet where I was, but we did have the CBC News, and I heard about Haiti, and we'll be offering prayers and our consciousness about that in our prayers yet to come. But for me, if we're going to really embrace what Thanksgiving is about, we need to remember that there are brothers and sisters of God who are our brothers and sisters who are having difficult times and are maybe not as fortunate as you and I in this time and place. At this time, maybe, who knows, in 10 years we may be in their boat and they will be in a better situation to minister to us. But I just encourage you to think about in the weeks ahead, if there's opportunity through such things as the Primate Relief Fund or others that you may be aware of, that you can help out that way to help people in distressed parts of the world, such as Haiti or the Middle East or the Far East. That's part of being able to round out our fullness of what Thanksgiving is about. And when we have that consciousness, as we break bread here and at your table at home today, that puts us, I think, in a much richer position in our own journeys. So I invite you to, part of your Thanksgiving today, be open to how you can keep others before you and raise them up to God for God's ministry. Amen.